Thursday night, returning back inside the Meridian Center in St. Catharines, Ontario, continuing your Suvideo TV pregame show. Suvideo TV, the store that service built your Shaw Direct satellite TV dealer, Jerry Luscombe Jr., moving forward with coaches' comments alongside grounds head coach John Dean. And Deaner, coming off a 2-1 win Sunday afternoon in overtime. What's your opening thoughts on that low-scoring victory?
Yeah, obviously it's a big win for us against a very good team. I thought, you know, for the most part, at the end of a tough week and what's been a grueling schedule, we have a fantastic third period and shows that our guys learned how to play with some mental fatigue and some physical fatigue and learned how to capitalize against the team that was going through the same thing. So very excited about the game.
Before we got to the third period, a scoreless first, each team just registered 6 shots on goal. How do you evaluate that period? And obviously didn't give up a lot, did we?
I liked the first period. I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought that's a high-flying team that plays a lot of pace up front. I thought it should probably be their best period of the game was my guess. And to be honest, I thought we were a better team. But again, very even period in my opinion. But I liked the opportunities we generated. I liked the fact that we didn't spend a lot of time in our D zone. A lot of really good things come out of that first for sure.
More good things is the fact, despite surrendering that goal against in the second period, I have to ask you, how much of a standout was that trio of Andrew, Vader, and Sharon?
Yeah, phenomenal. They're the best line on the ice by far, and nice to have some fresh legs and some fresh energy and young Sharon ripping around the ice. I think Carson Andrew looked like he had a new lease on life. Vader's been playing very well and consistent for us over the last 3, 4, 5 games, and they played a very simple brand of hockey, hunted the puck down and got a lot of opportunity. I think Sharon's speed allowed him to get the pucks first, and then, you know, Carson Andrew is a highly intelligent player, and Vader's work ethic is off the charts, and just put the three of them together, and dogs on a bone, having a lot of fun in the zone. I thought that one shift they're going to score for sure, but unfortunately hockey gods had another plan for them. But I thought they got our team going for the most part. They were a catalyst for our success for sure.
Is that a fair example of players forcing the coach's hand to put them out more? Give me more ice time, coach.
Yeah, that was easy. At one point we double shift them. I don't think they loved the double shift, to be honest. They looked a little tired. Yeah, we're trying to send a message to our group that when you play that way you get more opportunity, and the three of those guys did a great job.
You mentioned earlier about the third period, how good it was, even maybe considering some mental fatigue, but a Newell Nord tally got us in even terms. But out shooting wins are 17-6. What stands out the most?
Just our relentless attitude. I thought the first 6 or 7 minutes was actually pretty lackadaisical, and then we just got into a great groove and started getting pucks behind their D and hunting like crazy. And we talked about simplifying our game when we're tired, and we're playing against a tired team. So, you know, one fatigued team versus another, and I thought our approach was excellent. Pucks behind their D, you don't seem to feel as tired when you're in the offensive zone. It's a little more exciting. And we seem to come wave after wave for the last, 13 minutes or so. We really put a good push on, and Nordy scores a huge goal for us and obviously gives us an opportunity to win that hockey game.
We've talked in previous broadcasts in this interview of the confidence of this team when it goes past 60 minutes. Now 2-0 in an overtime, 2-0 in a shootout. What's it about the confidence when playing past 60 minutes? Can you pinpoint anything?
I don't know. I think when our team is engaged, we're a very good hockey club. And generally, if we're going to overtime or a shootout, it's tends to mean that our team has been engaged over the course of 60 minutes. And then we're very tough to beat. We're pretty relentless when push comes to shove. We have trouble when we go lackadaisical and we try to be too cute. But I think we're heading into these overtimes and these shootouts in a headspace that is very good and with an intent to work and compete. And when we do that, we're a very effective team.
Registered a season high 37 shots for, held Windsor to nearly a season low. What do those numbers tell you?
I think that we were inspired to play well. I think that it tells us that we again learn from our mistakes in terms of how to approach a game when you're fatigued. But yeah, it's a great performance for us. Like, I don't know if it tells us a ton. It's right now it's a one-off. If we start putting up shots like that on a consistent basis, I'll be an excited coach.
Let's go player-wise. We'll chat with him later on in the broadcast here tonight. But game-winning goal off the stick of Brody McConnell-Barker. Missed those first 11 games. Where have you seen the biggest progress in number 8?
Well, he's obviously confident with the puck. He wants to be on the ice with the puck on his stick, sometimes to his detriment. But lately, it's been to his success, for sure, and the team's success. And confidence is is half the battle, and I think he's getting more opportunity this year to display that. And you know, it's a weird dynamic, coaching and players. It's, you need more ice time to get more confidence. You need more confidence to get more ice time. So it's a weird dynamic. This year he's been thrown into the fire since he's come back, and he's done a great job.
We talked about the trio earlier on, but Jordan Chiron, OHL debut, whirlwind 24 hours for any player, but for a young player, first impressions, what stands out?
More intelligent than I realized. Puts himself in good spots to get pucks back and to be in scoring opportunities. His pace is incredible. You know, he beat out a ton of pucks to get into pucks first in the offensive zone. So I think he's going to create a lot with his speed and pace, and he's got a great shot. So I'm excited about working with him and moving forward with him for sure.
And then Landon Miller, he sure is like playing Windsor this month, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, he got the wrong end of the deal in one of his first games of the season, and since then he's been an absolute monster against Windsor. So my guess is you'll see a lot of him against the Windsor Spitfires moving forward.
We're capping off this weekend a stretch of what is 8 of 12 on the road. It sure has been a grind. What has been now as we're nearly capping it off? What's your impressions of this little span lately?
I think we've been good. Like, practices are better. The things we're covering in video sessions are more detailed as opposed to broader picture and, you know, massive mistakes and not understanding what we're trying to achieve. I think we're slowly but surely grabbing an identity and you know, we find ourselves correcting less the bigger structure and more the details inside of it, which is a great thing, because once you start getting detailed inside of your structure, then you can be a real force to be reckoned with. And so we're moving in that direction. It's still not as consistent as I'd like it, but we're getting there.
This weekend, longest trip of the season, Niagara, Erie, Brampton, and the big picture. Just talk about this whole weekend as a whole.
Well, it's going to be a tough weekend. Niagara's, you know, top of the conference. We've had a great start to the season, very offensive. It's a long road trip, then straight to Erie to play the very next day against a team that's going to be hungry to beat us after we took 2 points from them. They had a high-flying game against Brampton, and they played a great game the other night. And then we're going into Brampton, who's clearly making a run for it right now and has struggled lately. And so they're going to be hungry for a win. So definitely going to be some difficult challenges over the course of the road trip, but we'll definitely be a one-game-at-a-time team.
First game is tonight, Hounds and Ice Dogs. Talk about this. Here's a team, had that hot start, has kind of plateaued recently, but go a little bit deeper. What can you tell us about the other side from watching that video and your expectations?
They can play a little bit run and gunny. They like to score off the rush. Some very big offensive threats up front. They've played with a lot more structure this year, trapping it up through the neutral zone, and they look more dialed in defensively as well than years gone by. So I expect a very difficult game where they're going to be opportunistic and transition on us, so we've got to be very careful that we don't allow that to happen.
Roster-wise, question number one, will Owen Allard and or Christopher Brown return to the lineup, and what else can you tell us about the lineup you'll deploy here tonight?
Yeah, Brownie's back in, which is great. He's done a good job getting himself ready. Allie's day-to-day, so he'll be out tonight. And then, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, Eric Muxlow and Braden Valieres will be out for tonight, and we'll continue to figure out what that rotation looks like moving forward with the full lineup.
Cap us off with your keys for this Thursday evening.
I think just maintain a level of consistency and continue to, you know, work towards a brand of hockey that we're excited to play. And like I said, specifically for Niagara, make sure they don't transition on us and score off transition, because they're very good at it.
Yeah, Greyhounds and Ice Dogs to start off this weekend. John, as always, appreciate it. Good luck here tonight.
Thanks, Jerry.